Our telephone with us is Brian Oler. Of course, Brian was a representative of ours in Hartford until the last election. And it looked like for a while that Brian wasn't going to run again, but as times change and situations change, Brian has decided to once again run for that seat. Brian, first of all, thanks for joining us. And what were the factors that made you decide to run? I mean, you've always been a very, very, very busy person, no matter whether you're a private individual or when you're on the Board of Finance in North Canton or as a state representative. So what were the situations that changed that you said, well, you know what, I think I will do this again?
Well, thank you, Marshall, for having me. It's always great to reconnect and talk with you. And, you know, this is truly a historic pandemic that we're all battling through, and something that we've never seen in our lifetime, certainly. And I believe, you know, extenuating circumstances call for the right leaders to step up and be in a position to help the most amount of people. And I've done that my entire life. Public service has always been my love and my passion. And I always believed that, you know, when the time was right, or if I truly believed I could help the most amount of people, that I needed to step up and put myself in a position to help those people and help those businesses. And, you know, I was able to front load a lot of my classes for my college degree that I was attempting to finish. And I'm proud to say that as of this week, I did graduate from the University of New Haven with a degree in Homeland Security and Emergency Management. So my schedule has certainly opened up, I feel, at the right time. And I approached my administrators at Charlotte Hungerford Hospital, and I told them how I was feeling and where, you know, where my heart was truly being surrounded. And I'm happy to say that if I am successful in November, that I will stay at Charlotte as the Associate Director of Safety and Engineering and fulfill my obligations, hopefully, as state representative. And I will have the time, I'm confident I will have the time to accomplish both. But, you know, being in public health and public safety, I've established so many relationships in a lot of state and federal departments. And with my training and education, I feel that I can really offer the greatest level of representation for the residents and small businesses of the 64th District.
Once again, we're speaking with Brian. Now, Brian, you know, you mentioned about Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. You know, we've been following the case counts here ever since it started. And someone told me the other day, because we've had New Milford, which has been very high, told me about Torrington. And I knew Torrington was high, but I had no idea of the number of cases that are in Torrington, well over 400. How does Charlotte Hungerford, I mean, that's just an amazing amount of cases for a city the size of Torrington. How is Charlotte Hungerford doing with this?
I'm happy to say we're doing remarkably well. You know, our colleagues here have really pulled the line and stood up when it's mattered most. And, you know, there was a time over the last 3 months, really, where our census was increasing day after day. But I'm happy to say that we have seen numbers start to level off and become a little more manageable. You know, it was, thinking of the city of Torrington, you know, our catchment area is really, you know, the broader northwest corner. So, you know, we do have Sharon Hospital and New Milford and other great institutions, but our catchment area really envelops a number of towns, you know, upwards of 15 or 20. So while Torrington, the city of Torrington's COVID positive numbers are significantly high, we're also dealing with our neighbors as well. But between our testing station now, our triage center that we set up in the emergency department parking lot, we've really rolled out a number of great initiatives and operationalized a number of plans that I feel have put us in a really good position here.
Now, as a security person for Charlotte Hunter Hospital, in the beginning, this must have been a nightmare for you.
Well, it's there's quite a few departments. I have public safety and emergency management and some small projects and our wonderful telecommunicators. So it was quite the task to undertake. But we have wonderful leaders and wonderful staff at the hospital, and they've really stepped up to the plate and tried to manage as best they can.
All right, and I guess this is going to be a unique campaign like none before. Unless things really change dramatically, not too much hand-to-hand handshaking and kissing the babies.
I still have to remind myself to do the elbow bump. I guess that's the new handshake, but it's odd for a politician to do that or not be able to shake a hand or give somebody a hug. But it's, you know, thankfully I have a great presence on social media, and, you know, I'm connected with tens of thousands of people from around the area, the tri-state area. And, you know, communication has never been a downfall of mine. People have always really said that was one of my strong suits, my ability to get the message out in a timely and effective manner, and really connect people with their solutions. And that's what I do. I'm a problem solver, and we all are facing a number of problems right now, and I'm hopeful to be part of their solution going forward.
Well, stay safe, and obviously we'll hear from you on the campaign trail in the coming days and weeks and months ahead. But above all, stay safe, and also best to your family.
You as well, Marshall. Take care.